Yeah, this is jobs week, and what I mean by that, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday this week, we get data about jobs. Of course, every Thursday we get the number of people filing for unemployment for the first time. On Friday, we get the big numbers from the government, that is non-farm payroll jobs created last month, the unemployment rate, et cetera. But always the Wednesday before that number comes out on that particular Friday of every month, we get a report from ADP, the ADP National Employment Report, and they reported incredibly strong numbers this morning. Non-farm payrolls created last month, they say 217,000. The expectation was it'd be 165. We're expecting about 200,000, the number from the government on Friday. The significance of this number is this is 3 months in a row that we've seen these large increases. And ADP has a different way of compiling this data in a very large database, and so the market will pay attention to this. But this does give us some reason to believe that perhaps the labor market is turning the corner and beginning to improve. So that's good news. Of course, one of the things that's a debate out there, other than the debate about the budget deficit, looks like the government will not shut down on Friday. They've reached a bit of a patch for a couple of weeks anyway. But there's this big debate about inflation. I keep talking about inflation. Lots of people talk about inflation. Companies talk about inflation, rising, quote, input costs. Our Fed Chairman, Mr. Bernanke, continues to say there's no such thing as inflation. In fact, yesterday when he was testifying, he said that, quote, inflation expectations remain low, and he says rising gas prices do not pose a risk to the U.S. economy. Then he goes on to say, however, if they do perceive inflation as being a risk, they stand ready to do something about it right away. And let me segue into that into a story this morning from Carter's. Now, Carter's is a major manufacturer of apparel for primarily children and infants. They reported numbers that were pretty good this morning, but kind of gave an ominous warning. They said revenue was up 17%, their earnings were up, but they say that product costs driven by, quote, inflation and significant component costs such as raw cotton, polyester, labor, and transportation costs are projected to increase significantly and adversely affect profitability. We've talked previously about how apparel prices are going up. The manufacturer of Wranglers and everybody else has been talking about rising cotton prices. These are the first people to talk about polyester. Of course, the raw material for polyester is, guess what? It's oil. So we're going to see how that plays out. We got great numbers yesterday from the auto manufacturers. February sales were up substantially. GM sales were up 46% in February over a year ago. Toyota's up. Toyota 42% increase. Nissan 32% increase. And here's a good story involving our neighbors to the north, and that is just as you come out of the tunnel, as you head north, that's Benton and Washington counties. This is a report and a comment from Kathy Deck, who's the director of the Center for Business and Economic Research at the Sam Walton College of Business in Fayetteville at the University of Arkansas. And for the first time since the third quarter of 2008, the survey shows that there's been, quote, the first consequential positive absorption in commercial real estate since the third quarter of 2008. In other words, they're beginning to absorb some of this empty space in northwest Arkansas. This is a commercial report pointed out that every city except Siloam Springs in northwest Arkansas had positive net office submarket absorption. However, how about this number? The vacancy rate, though, is still a little over 20%. So I know everyone thinks that everything's always wonderful in northwest Arkansas, but they were struggling and have issues just like we do. But it does appear in the real estate market things are getting better in northwest Arkansas.
Well, that's good news, too. And it looks like the car business is not bad right now.
It is booming for the moment. Of course, the February of 09 of 2010 was a particularly bad month. So the year-over-year comparisons are pretty easy.
I got you. John Taylor of Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Reach John by calling 479-782-2527. His email address is johntaylor@sternagee.com.